The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cheese and Pickle.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. I hope you're well. Look, I've won a white tiger cub in a game of poker. And I'm sitting in my kitchen with it now. Obviously, keeping it in student accommodation isn't ideal, so I... Oh, Jesus Christ! I'm thinking perhaps man's garage for a couple of days until I work out what to do. I'll head over to yours tomorrow at about 10. Okay, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Right, well, first things first, congratulations on winning a Tiger Cub. That must have been quite a unique poker game, that one. Mate, in terms of keeping it in Anne's garage, I don't know. I mean, there's all sorts of things in there, like sort of pots of paint and, you know, the toxic things. I don't know how safe it would be to keep a tiger cub in Anne's garage. Also, she has the chest freezer in there, which, you know, she keeps food in, so she does have to go in there occasionally. Also, I'm allergic to cats. I don't know how that transfers to the Tiger Kingdom, or if it does at all. In fact, it may not. I don't know, but I'm just a heads up, really. Would we tie it up or let it wander freely in the garage? Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Roger. Hello, mate. Morning. I'm just preparing the Subaru. I'm just putting the seats back. I don't think he'd fit in the boot, so I think it should work if I get the seats back. I've had a terrible night. I plumbed on keeping it in the bathroom, and I tied its lead to the base of the loo, but of course I then needed the loo. 12 weeks 12 weeks, according to this Israeli bloke. But as you'll see, you know, can still do some damage. But I tried some cat food, but that didn't really go down that well. So I got some offal at the butcher, which has gone down much better. So can you get loads of offal? Just have a clean out of the garage, get rid of all the varnish and the paint and stuff, and possibly leave the freezer. I was thinking maybe we could tie him to that. Okay, great, mate. Look, I'm really grateful, I'll should be with you within the hour. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Brian, it's Roger. Mate, could you just perhaps just leave off bringing the cub round? Just I haven't actually mentioned it to Anne yet, and I think I should do that. Just so it won't give me enough time. an hour isn't long enough for me to clear out the garage, or indeed let Anne know that, you know, ask her if it's okay if we do this, because obviously it's not my garage, mate. So could you just can I just let you know when it might be the right time? And in terms of offal, mate, I don't really have the money at the moment to be buying any sort of excess offal from the butchers. I don't know, how much does that cost? I don't know the answer to any of these questions. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger.
That's it. Good girl. We shouldn't be too long. Look, offal doesn't cost anything, mate, so you don't need to worry about offal! Jesus fucking Lord! Just, if you can get as much as you can, and I'll be with you very soon. All right, mate, bye!
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. So I did. I went down to the butchers and asked for some offal, and they said it was free. So I took as much as I could, and they started loading bags and bags of it. And I didn't want to say no, that's enough. But so now I've got about 4 or 5 bags of offal, and on the way back, one of the bags sort of split a little bit. So I've got them up into Anne's flat, but there's unfortunately, I've dripped blood all over the carpet. So I put Anne in front of Frasier for a little while, which will keep her occupied until about lunchtime. And I put the offal into the sink. Unfortunately, it smells really, really unpleasant. So I'm going to have to move it. So I'm going to put it into the garage, but after I've swapped the bags. But, I mean, should I just leave it on the floor or... or should I put it somewhere else? I don't know. How much does it eat? Okay, mate. Actually, I'll put a bag of this in the fridge, I think. All right, mate. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. I'm parked outside Anne's. Look, well done for getting the offal. She's dropped off. Thank God. We both had a rough night. I've had a couple of hours max sleeping on the bathroom floor. I'm starving. I'm covered in offal. I really need a poo. And then I could murder an egg on toast or something. I don't know if you've got any eggs. But before then, I'm thinking we could transfer her while she's asleep. I think she's a girl. And the Israeli bloke said she's called Athena, which is a girl's name, I think. So if you could just creep out and we can work out who grabs where and how to get her into the garage. And then we can work out how to move forward. Okay, mate. But this should work out fine. All right, mate. See you in a sec. All right.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I've actually made you a fried egg,
and I'll bring that down as a toasted sandwich. I'd have you up, and Anne's watching. Anne is watching Frasier, and I think it might startle her if you came up covered in sort of offal and stuff. Look, mate, I've also just had a phone call from the job centre, just sort of wishing me luck for a job interview, which I thought was tomorrow, but it's today. It's later on today, so I don't know. I mean, I can help you get Athena into the garage, but then I really have to get myself ready and focused for the job interview, because it's sort of an assistant, not a teacher, but just an assistant in a children's nursery, which is something that I'd really, I'd quite like to try and do that. So let's just transfer Athena, and then I can go and do that. Okay, mate, coming down now.
Rog, hello, mate. Look, I'm in the car. I'm on my way now to pick up this chap from the station. Laszlo's found me a potential buyer. So, look, I'm sorry I had to lock you in the garage with Athena, but I couldn't risk her escaping. I'm sure you'll understand. And you know, it was kind of your fault, really, that she woke up, mate. You don't touch a tiger's tail. Look, I checked in on Anne, and I turned the telly up, and she didn't bat an eyelid, so that's all right. But look, I'm on my way back. I'll get him and head back. So look, you're not going to miss this job interview, mate. You know, I'll get you out before then, I promise. I'll definitely be back before you need to be going anywhere. If he's going to go ahead with it, he's sending a van to pick up Athena, so we should all be sorted by later today. So you'll definitely make the job interview, mate. Don't worry about that. Thanks for the egg sandwich, Rog, and I'll see you soon. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye bye. See you soon.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Mate, I appreciate you don't want Athena to escape, and I apologise for waking her up. That was my bad, but I thought you said she was a cub, mate. She's a good deal bigger than that. She made a sudden move there. I'm just hiding behind some shelves in the corner. She's eating the offal on the garage floor, but I don't know how long that's going to last, mate. So if you could get back here as quick as you can with the buyer, so I can get out, because I do have the interview at 3, and I'd like to get brushed up and ready. She makes sudden moves. I need to get brushed up and ready before I go. Okay, mate. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. I'm just waiting outside this car wash where I'm meant to meet this guy. Kosovan bloke. Ishmael. But he is very keen, and he's offering cash. He's offering some pretty serious wonga. So I think he's serious. And I think he's going to get in the car with me, and they're going to follow with a van. Look, with Athena, just no sudden movements, I found, was the best thing to do. And I'd sing to her, you know, like nursery rhymes or whatever. That seemed to have some effect, I think. But yeah, it won't be long, mate. And I'm really grateful. All right. See you soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Mate, I'm just wondering how long you're going to be, because She's down to the last few bits of offal, and she doesn't look satisfied. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Yeah, she doesn't look satisfied, mate. So when it runs out, I'm just, you know, it's a bit worried that she still might want to feed. And the only other thing, Jack can do, he'll to fetch a pail of water. Jack, oh darling, the only other thing in here to eat is me, mate. So, I'd rather be out of here by the time she finishes the offal. Is all I'm saying. So, he's hoping that the Kosovan turns up soon. Okay, mate, just keep me posted. Thank you. Bye bye.
Hi, Rog. Great. So I'm with Ishmael and a couple of his chaps. I'm just going on ahead. But he's absolutely up for it. I've shown him some pictures and he's really keen. He's actually really excited about it, so that's good. He does obviously want to have a meet Athena and just have a look first, but they're going to pull the van up. Look, mate, don't worry too much, because if she's fed, she won't want to, you know, kill you. She'll just want to muck about, maybe play dead, or you know, just stay on your toes. But don't worry, I'm literally around the corner, so he'll have a look, and then maybe if you give us a hand getting her in the van, and then you've got ages to get to this job interview. All right, mate, brilliant, thanks very much, see you in a sec, bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. Mate, look, I really need you to get me out of here now. She's finished eating, and she's sniffed me out. She's heading straight for me, mate. The nursery rhymes have stopped working, and there's nowhere for me to go, mate, so I really need you to stay there. Athena, sweetheart. No. Good try. Brian, no.
Hello, Skipper. Sorry I haven't been in touch, mate. Been a couple of days, but yeah, I got $2,000 for Athena. Ishmael, it turns out had an affair and was trying to get back in his good books with his missus, so bought her a white tiger. But yeah, when we got there, mate, she was on top of you. Actually, Anne was kind of aware and had come with us, but they got her off you and they sedated her pretty quickly, but she had a good go at you, hadn't she, mate? I wonder if you know, she somehow took a clump of hair out of your head, whether she'd done that with her paws or if she'd bitten it, I don't know. But you were in a pretty bad way. But, you know, we still got you to the interview. I just wondered how it went. Yeah, I dropped you off. You were a bit wobbly, but I explained where you were and what you needed to do, and you seemed to want to go ahead with it. But, yeah, so I'm just checking in, really, mate. Yeah. Cheers, Rod. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Thanks for checking in, mate. That's kind of you. I'll be honest with you, mate. I honestly thought I was a bit of a goner there. Obviously, I don't blame Athena. I mean, she's a wild animal. It's just sort of instinctive for her to go for, you know, she feels threatened. But it's lucky you came in when you did, because that could have been much, much worse, actually. I think the interview went okay. I haven't heard anything. I know they were a little bit startled by my appearance, because I had that lump of hair missing and several large scratches on my face. And it was only when I left that I realised that I smelled quite badly of offal. I didn't think I did, but it was undeniable when I got outside. It was quite pungent. But I think I carried myself quite well. A few gaps in my knowledge, but who knows, I wait to hear. And when I got home, bless Anne, she'd cooked dinner, but she just fried up whatever was in the fridge, so I had a large plate of fried offal, which was awful. Actually, it was disgusting, but she'd gone to the trouble, so I ate it all, but it was very unpleasant. But anyway, I'm glad you got some money for the tiger, and speak to you soon, mate. Bye-bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.